Yes, hello everybody. We are back. That's right, the Larry and David podcast. My name is David, and I am joined, joined by Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta. Larry, how you been?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? How are you doing?
I'm actually doing pretty good. So now in our last podcast, we talked about movies and stuff that you would like to be cast in. This time we're actually going to do a little serious note. Now, Larry, there's a topic that you specifically have to deal with every day, and that is, unfortunately, that you have to live this life as an overweight man. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Now you've been struggling with this. How many years have you been struggling with this? Obviously, I don't know what you would call it. It's not a disease or a sickness. Like, but how many years have you been overweight, I would say?
Well, I really started getting overweight, seriously overweight, in my mid-30s.
And how old are you now?
I'm 51 now.
So 51 years old, so mid-30s. Now, you were already... Now, originally, you're from the Ozarks? Or the...
The Azores.
I can never say that word right.
Yeah, the Azores Islands, Portuguese islands. Of the Azores.
And then when did you were born there, and then when did you move to the United States?
I came here in 1972 at the age of four. Yes, with my parents and my my brother and two sisters.
Okay, so until that, and then where did you settle? You moved to...
We settled in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Taunton, Massachusetts. What's Taunton known for?
Well, Taunton is actually known as the Silver City. Actually, at one time, the Olympic gold medals were made there at a company my dad actually used to work for, Reed and Barton, at one time, and I believe the company is closed. As a matter of fact, in the movie, Tom Cruise movie, Risky Business, there's a scene where him and Rebecca De Mornay are in a kitchen, and she grabs some silverware, and she says, "Made in Reed and Barton." And I was like, yeah, giving props to my city, the company my dad worked at.
That's actually a pretty cool little fact right there.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Hollywood movie.
Big Hollywood movie.
Reed and Barton got quoted.
There you go. Obviously, when you were a little younger, did you play sports, or were you not an athletic type of person?
I was not very athletic. I did play freshman football in high school, but I got hurt. I played maybe a couple of games,
and that was it.
Very good.
Your sports career was over.
Yeah, my sports career was over.
So now, so that was probably what'd you say, like 16 to 18.
I was about 15.
15, okay. 15. So were you still a bigger kid back then, or were you like a string bean?
I was actually, at that time, I was a little chunky.
Yeah.
And then once I hit my late teens, I got really skinny. I got into weights a little bit. Started.
You were pumping iron? Is that what you're telling me? You were a gym rat?
I started lifting weights, but I never got big though. I never did it properly. I would do the weights, but and then I would just not eat and
Isn't it true you were doing the weights because you were in jail? Is that true?
In jail, bruh.
Is that true? No, when you were lifting weights in jail?
Well, I should have been in jail. I did some things, you know.
We'll save that for another podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I was just joking about the jail part. So, so you were lifting weights, but you weren't really getting the definition that you needed.
Nah, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't doing it right, but I did get really skinny though.
Yeah.
And I got down to about 140 pounds.
Wow, that's actually really, really skinny.
Yeah, I was about 18, 19 at the time.
Okay, and then what happened during the 20s? Because you're still a skinny body. You said around the mid 30s. You said around 30, you started to pack on the pounds.
Well, actually, in mid 30s, that's when I got really big. Like I ballooned past 250 pounds.
Okay.
Before that, I was maybe I started in my mid-20s, started getting big. I was working these odd jobs, and I was eating out of these food trucks, and before you know it, I was just packing on the pounds, just I ballooned up to like maybe 220, 230, 240. Then, just progressively just started getting heavier and heavier, little by little, from year to year until, the mid 30s. And it's like by my mid 30s, I was like 275. And just throughout my 40s, and then just, by my early 40s, I didn't hit the big 300.
Yeah, that's scary to see that. I would imagine the
It
big
is,
300
it
on a
is.
scale.
Oh my goodness, I
So
know, and
what's the food of choice? Like what style of food do you like more than anything? Do you like Italian? Do you like Mexican? Do you like,
well,
obviously you said you're from, the I'm gonna butcher it again. The Azarks or Ozarks?
Azores.
Azores. And obviously you said that's part of your Portuguese. So obviously that's one of the more food that you enjoy is
Well,
Portuguese food.
it's funny that I'm very Americanized when it
Oh.
comes to actually most things.
So what are you talking
I'm
about? Hot dogs and hamburgers, like that style
hot
American?
dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, pizza, Chinese food.
And this is just and that's just a normal Tuesday night for you, right?
That's just a normal Tuesday night.
No,
That's just before noon time.
is there a certain type? Okay, so what's all joking aside, so what's your all-time favorite food that you enjoy eating the most? That has put you in the situation that you currently in are now.
Well, my all-time favorite food. Oh, jeez, that's a hard one because there's so many. There's a few that I could just. My all-time favorite food. I'd say a pan pizza from. I'd
Uno's?
say I'd say a pan pizza with everything on it, from Domino's, or actually just any pan pizza.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. When you say pan pizza, I was thinking Uno's. You ever been to Uno's?
I like Uno's. As a matter of fact, I was there a couple of weeks ago with my
Oh,
sister.
Larry, come on! You got to stop with that.
I know.
That's the problem. Uno's is good. I enjoyed the pan pizza there as well.
It's I'm on a first name basis with every fast food restaurant in the East Coast in Massachusetts, that
Is that
is.
true? Is that true?
Well,
Or is it, or is
maybe
that
just
are you just setting
not
up for a
everyone, maybe
punchline?
like maybe just the South Coast area,
South
Mass
Coast.
South Coast.
Well,
I
you're a
mean,
very popular guy, Larry. I mean, just remember, you've been in Hollywood films, so maybe they appreciate that you were in The Fighter and you were in Here Comes the Boom, and you were also
yeah.
in the Adam Sandler movie.
It's just that, I'm just, I don't know, man.
I can hear it in your voice that this is a topic that's, you're ashamed that it got to this far.
I
That's the
am, I
problem.
really
You're
am.
embarrassed with yourself that it got to this point where, like you said, that your sister is commenting about your weight. Obviously, she does it from a caring
She's concerned
aspect.
for me. And she says it from a place of love and concern. And not just her, but I have five sisters, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that before.
Now, so are you the only? You the only?
I know I have an older brother
You have an older
who
brother.
lives in
Okay.
Florida.
Now, is everyone the same size, or are you the heaviest of the
No,
family?
I'm the biggest.
You're the
My
biggest.
brother's actually a toothpick. He's about he weighs about well, he's very thin. Let's put it to you this way. He's extremely thin, and he's so my mom makes this joke that when she sees us together, she calls us. I'm going to say this in Portuguese, but in the American translation is fat man and skinny man, but in Portuguese you say bucho estica, which bush is fat, and the estica is the skinny.
So
So
is that your nickname? She calls you Busha?
she called me bush. No, it was just the name she'd call us when she see me and my brother together, because we're just total opposites,
Yeah.
body wise.
It,
He's thin as a rail.
It's almost like
a baseball bat.
It's almost like you're the Portuguese Lowell and Hardy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that
yeah, that's actually, as a matter of fact, that's it's actually referred from that show, Bush Justica, in Portuguese. That was Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, see that? So it's good I mentioned that.
Yeah.
So now, besides your sister, now is any of the family other has commented on the weight issues and they're trying to get you to be your more healthy self, or is it mostly that your sister that's commenting on it?
I have two sisters of mine. I have five sisters. They all kind of watch out for me. And yeah. They all try to.
They want the best for you.
They all care. And, you know, but I have two sisters that really like that, you know, always, they're always, I see them more often. So they kind of see me, we see each other more often. So, you know, and so they're more involved in my life in a sense. And
yeah.
So they, you know, and so they kind of watch out for me. You know, I'm the only one in my family that never got married, never had my own family. You know, everybody else got married and did their own thing. I kind of just stayed single. And
ain't nothing wrong with that, living that bachelor life.
Nah, I was never really good with the ladies, you know. Usually women, I know women usually want security. At least that's what they yell for when they see me walking towards them.
You got jokes, Larry. You got jokes. I like that.
So I was never good with the ladies. Got shot down a lot. So after a while, I just gave up. You know, so I figure now I'm 51 years old. I'm all set.
That's it. There's no love for Larry in the mid 50s coming his way.
Nah. I'm actually all set now. I don't want to. I'm good being by myself. You know, it makes me, there's choices I can make, you know, better. And, you know, sometimes when you're alone, it's, you're more flexible to do things and not have to answer to anybody. And, you know, but it's all good. Hey, it's great. It's, I mean, I'm not knocking, you know, married life. Or
yeah.
I know a lot of, you know, marriage can be great, you know, family can be great, having a family, but it never happened with me. So at this point in my life, I'm kind of like, eh.
I mean, you're not dead, Larry. It can still happen. That's the thing.
Nah, but I'm 51. And
that doesn't
I'm
matter.
Like,
Hugh Hefner was getting like 21-year-old babes, and he was like 93.
Yeah.
So it can happen anytime.
It could, but I've kind of settled into enjoying my bachelorhood. I've kind of enjoyed.
Elaborate. How have you been celebrating your bachelorhood? Give me some examples.
Well, you know, I can. Well, yeah, you know, I can. Pretty much, I can just, you know, just. I come in and out as I please.
Yeah,
you know,
no responsibilities. You can eat pizza in bed. All that good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, eat pizza in bed. I get it all over my shirt. Then I, you know, I lick my shirt. Actually, too much information.
See, that should be on your Tinder app that you eat pizza in bed and then you spill it on the shirt. And then if the woman's interested,
yeah,
she can eat the pizza off the shirt. Now, that, see, any woman that does that, that's a keeper. You marry her right away, Larry.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so now now you were saying that your weight has you have a couple stories about how it's affected you, not – I don't want to, like, in the outside world that you, it's made you uncomfortable or it's made you just, you know, think of yourself, oh God, they probably think of me as a useless piece of garbage, but I know you're not, Larry, but you've had those scenarios and the situations come up where you're just like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Look at this lady. She's looking at me like, just die already.
Yeah, I've had situations. Yeah. I was actually on a plane about 3 years ago. I was going to Florida to visit my brother, and I got on this really small plane. You know, it wasn't one of those bigger jetliners where everything's comfortable. It was a small plane. It was like it was like a middle aisle and two seats on each side.
Are you talking about one of those Buddy Holly planes?
No, it was actually bigger than that. It was like an old DC-10.
Okay, because I was going to say, if it's a Buddy Holly plane, there you're only fitting you in there and the pilot.
Ah, man, if it was a Buddy Holly plane, I don't know if that... I think those planes have a weight limit. I don't know if I'd be able to get on there. But,
So it was a small little plane.
So it was a small little jetliner, and I'm sitting next to this young man, you know, and you know, I'm trying to be sociable, and you know, but yet I can barely fit into the seat, and I have to ask the stewardess for an extension on the seatbelt because the regular seatbelt won't go around me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
So I had to get an extension. And so I'm trying to talk to the young man, and I can tell he's kind of a little perturbed. You know, he's probably saying, oh, why did this fat dude have to sit next to me or something? You know, he's kind of... So I'm trying to be nice to the guy. I said, hey, how you doing, man? You know, fly much? You know, he's like, no. And then he kind of just rolls his eyes towards me. He doesn't even turn his head towards me. And I'm like, oh, well. He goes, yeah, I'm going to, you know... And I think I said a couple of more things, and he barely even said any word. He barely even spoke. I'm like, so I could tell this guy was like, oh, no, let me go sit somewhere else.
He had
that look about him.
Now, in your mind, did you wish you had that seatbelt extender so you could just beat him over the head with it?
I was more like strangling him with it, but, it was all right. It was good. You know, it was all good. You know, I get used to the put down looks and insults. You know, it's like.
Now, are those daily things that happen, or are they like once in a while, or is it almost like?
It happens pretty frequently, but you know, like this other time, I was at McDonald's ordering some food and at the counter, and these two guys come through the drive-through window in their truck. You know, if you're walking to the McDonald's, you got the counter, but then the drive-through window's right there, so you can see the person at the drive-through window.
Yeah.
So these two dudes in the truck. Now, these guys don't know me from a hole in the wall, right? They don't know me from Jack.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, fat boy, you going to get some nuggets with that? And some sauce? Come on, fat boy. You going to do it? And so I just kind of look at them with a blank look. I'm like... saying to myself, dude, did these guys just say that to me? And then the people at the counter were like looking at me like.
Well, like, did you get the nuggets?
I did. The barbecue sauce.
Good. I like the barbecue sauce there for McDonald's myself.
Yeah, you can get the value two four piece. You get two of them for $2, and it becomes an 8-piece. It's really good.
Oh God!
As a matter of fact, I might put my pants on and go out right now and get some.
Don't you dare, Larry. We're trying. This is almost like an intervention we're having at this podcast, the Larry and David podcast with Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta. Getting a little more serious on the topic, talking about how Larry's been dealing with his weight. Over the last probably 30 years, you said you started in your mid-30s. You're now 51, and you're just talking about the scenarios where you're at the McDonald's. Is there one that's been the worst? Has someone, besides the one in the airplane and the McDonald's, is there one that you can remember that's just made you almost to like to cry, like on the verge of tears or anything like that? Or they've all been kind of the same, and you just kind of have a straight face with it, but deep inside you're just like, you're just crumbling, but you got a good poker face.
Yeah. I could spend more just of, I've been pretty much keeping a straight face. I had a couple of months ago, I had an incident. I was actually at a Burger King and I was coming out of the Burger King. I had the food in my bag. I was taking it to eat in my car, and This dude, man, is coming through the door, and he goes, "Hey, big boy." I'm like, "Hey, big boy, hey, here's the door for you."
Now, are you sure he was talking to you? Are you sure he was talking to you?
Yeah, he was talking to me. He was like standing like almost shoulder to shoulder with me, and he was looking directly at me. So
yeah, he was talking to you then.
Yeah, he was talking to me. So I actually had visions as I walked by him and passed him, visions of turning around and just drop kicking him, you know, and give him a figure four leg lock.
See, I thought you had visions of getting in your car and then waiting for him to come out and then just running him over with your car. I went too dark. I think I went too dark with that scenario.
No, I've had visions of me doing that to people.
Really? But, give me another example.
If
you can remember. If not, it's all good.
Let me see. That's the recent ones. That's the ones I can remember recently that I've... The McDonald's incident and, you know, this guy at Burger King.
Now, how often are you eating out? Is it food-wise, at fast food? Is it 3 times a week, 4 times a week, every night?
Well, it's actually, you know what? My sister's made me join Weight Watchers.
Okay.
And it's actually helped. I actually a couple of weeks ago, because you're supposed to every week go to Weight Watchers and get weighed in.
Yeah.
And so they monitor, and the way Weight Watchers works is every food has a point system to every food you eat. Like a slice of pizza is 9 points.
Yeah.
And they tell you how many points you're allowed a day. Like for me, I'm allowed 42 points a day.
So that's like a full pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're allowed to eat a full pizza, which doesn't still seem right, but...
I won't be able to eat anything else during the day, but...
Yeah. But you can enjoy that Domino's pizza.
Yeah. So I've kind of been falling off the wagon as far as food and eating, but I've tried to give up drinking soda.
Yeah, that's my problem. I drink too much soda. That's my downfall. Soda and fast food are my two. My wife, she's like, well, how can you eat that, like, that bacon Burger King meal from Burger King? And I said, I can eat it easily because it's delicious, but I really got to start watching my weight, because, you know, when you're younger, you can eat 3 Domino's pizzas and a burger and nothing, and then all of a sudden you sniff some fries when you're in your 30s and you put on 3 pounds.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's metabolism for you.
Exactly. And my metabolism left me. My metabolism started working, you know, I can't even believe, years ago.
So going back to the question, so the Weight Watchers thing, but so eating out fast food, how many times a week is it currently as we speak right now?
Currently as we speak, maybe, you know, twice a week, maybe 3 times.
Twice a week, 3 times, and is
two,
it
3 times a week?
Now what? It would be like Monday would be Burger King, Wednesday would be Taco Bell, and Friday would be Pizza Hut. Or is it?
Since I joined Weight Watchers a few weeks ago, I've been doing a lot better. I don't go to Burger King or McDonald's as much. Like, I'll find myself going to those places maybe once a week. And
Larry, those places need your business to survive.
I know.
You're on a first-name basis. When you don't show up, they're afraid they're going to have to close up shop.
They have survived because I've been going there.
Yeah, but once you stop, they're going to trust me, there'll be cardboard in those windows before you know it.
I'm telling you. So I've been hitting places like Subway's a lot more.
Subway, yep, that's a little bit on the healthier side. It depends on what you get at Subway too. That's the thing. You can eat like crap at Subway and still feel like crap.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'll do is I'll get a bottle of water at Subway.
Good.
I'll get like a roasted chicken sandwich on wheat bread.
Good, good.
You know, I won't put any cheese on. I'll just put some sweet onion sauce and some onions, and I'll get a bag of chips. And you know, the bag of chips ain't the best thing to eat, but
yeah, it's
a better alternative than a Big Mac with fries and, you know, so
yeah.
So I'll get that, and it'll be a good filling meal for me. So I've been trying to do that a lot more since I joined Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm proud of you for joining Weight Watchers. I'm proud of you, Larry.
Yeah, and so like I might stop at Papa Gino's and get a slice of pizza, but instead of getting a soda with it, I'll get a bottle of water with it.
Yeah, because soda's the worst. Because that's what I drink a lot more soda than I probably should, and that's where all like the sugar is. That's what's filling you. That's what's making me fat is just the sugar content in a nice Dr. Pepper.
And they say if you drink the diet stuff, it's even worse because of all the It's just the chemicals in it. It's yeah. just the artificial stuff in it.
I never drink diet soda. It tastes like just tar.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get used to, I'll still cheat a little bit, and I'll have a soda maybe, you know, a couple of times a week.
But you're taking baby steps. You're doing baby steps to try to lose a little weight here and there, so it makes you a little bit more mobile and, you know, makes you just feel good about yourself in the long run.
Yeah, I think the bottom line in all of this is that, you know, eating has been a comfort for me, and it's comfort food, you know, and I have to learn how to self-control and just, you know, do that, you know. And I do have a treadmill where I live. It's my sister's treadmill.
Yeah.
So about 2 or 3 times a week, I go on it about an hour. I do about an hour on it, about a couple of miles.
That's good. It's baby steps, like I was saying. You just do a little bit here and there. See, my problem is I do a lot of the boredom eating. That's my killer. I'll just, you know, I'll be sitting watching TV and I'll be starving for a bag of chips. And before you know it, the bag of chips is gone. And then I'm knee deep in some ice cream, and then that's gone, and then I'll probably have a string cheese. You know, it's just constant snacking nonstop, and it's just because I'm bored and there's nothing else to do.
Dude, I totally sympathize.
I appreciate that. Like, thank you for having my back, and I have your back.
Yeah, you know, I get it, man. It's just. You know, it's like somebody told me one time a while back. He goes, you know, you got to learn how to, what was it? They said it. It was, eat to live, don't live to eat. You know, that's, you know, and that's basically it. You don't, you know, and. But you know, it's the constant struggle and. You know, I have to, you know, just
you gotta live with it.
On, you know.
Yeah. Now, before we end this podcast, is there something that you would say to 4-year-old little Larry or high school Larry about, you know, later on in life once you hit the 50s? If you can go back in time as a final thought before we end this the Larry and David podcast, what would it be?
It would be that don't be afraid of change and taking more chances and don't be afraid of change and just grab a hold of your talents and gifts, whatever God has given you, and just go for it. Because, you know, I kind of looking back and reflecting on my life, I think sometimes, you know, I look back and I say to myself, well, I'm in my 50s now. And I'll reflect on maybe I should have done things different this way or that way. And I really know I really, in a sense, can't do that because I know there's still a lot of life left.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I'm not on my deathbed.
No, and not by a long shot.
And so, but I mean, it's, and, but yeah, you know, it's, you gotta just have to pick up, you know, pick myself by the bootstraps and just keep going on, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, Larry. Well, Larry, I just want to say thank you for, I know most people don't like to kind of talk about this subject here on, you know, in general, but you know, you're brave for talking about your struggles with your weight, you know, how it's affected you in your life. And I just want to say thank you for sharing this on the podcast, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, ladies, Larry, it's always great having you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was episode number 2 of the Larry and David podcast. I want to say thank you. Now, Larry, you want to say thank you?
Thank you.
Thank you for watching, and we're going to try to do this every week, so please, guys, stay tuned for the next episode and have a wonderful night.
Good night.